Nina Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me, who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. Welcome to a new episode of What to Watch, Read and Listen. Well, today's episode was supposed to be about new work only. New work is a really hot topic right now in my English coaching lessons, especially with my corporate clients. That's all they want to talk about right now because they are confronted with the topic of new work on a daily basis. But the problem for them and also for me and then also for the podcast episode that I had planned is that the topic of new work is really hard to grasp. It's difficult to understand, difficult and almost impossible to define. Because what exactly is new work? What is it that we should talk about? Is it the design thinking approach? Is it agility? WOL, which means working out loud? Lean management? Scrum? Is it VUCA? Each of these buzzwords could be a topic for a standalone podcast episode. That's why I decided to take a step back and to adopt a more general, a broader perspective. And that's why today I will look into the future. I will look into our future and the trends that are likely to shape our future. And yes, of course, we will also look into the future of work. Let's start with what to watch. When it comes to trends and the future, for me, there's no way around Amy Webb. Amy Webb is a professor and she is a quantitative futurist. And she is also the founder of the Future Today Institute. And every year for 12 years now, she publishes a trend report. And this year in March, she presented her most recent results at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas. And every year she talks about emerging science and technology trends. So if you want to get an idea of what the future might look like, not only for your organization, but also for your personal life, you need to go and watch her talk on YouTube and download the report right now. That's my suggestion. Another talk I would like to recommend to you is a talk on the future of work. It was presented just recently by Walter Adao. Walter is the Chief Digital and Innovation Officer at Deloitte Africa. And he had some really interesting insights into the future of work. And his main message is stop worrying about the technology and the trends and start thinking about the principles and philosophy that we want to use to shape the future. And another comment that he made and that really stuck with me is that there is no destination. It's a constant evolution when it comes to the future of work. For my German listeners, I can highly recommend the documentary The Silent Revolution, or in German Die Stille Revolution. The documentary is already a couple of years old, but I discovered it only recently, and it's about the cultural change that has been taking place within the workforce of a German hotel chain. That documentary is available on Amazon Prime, so you can watch it there for free. And I should mention here that my podcast is not sponsored, so all my opinions and all my recommendations are my own, and I don't get paid for it. So these were my recommendation when it comes to what to watch on the topic of the future. And now let's turn to what you can read when it comes to trends and future scenarios. And here I would like to mention again Amy Webb and her trend report, because she doesn't always only present the results at the South by Southwest conference, but she also offers the download, the trend report as a PDF for free. And when you download that on her website, you receive more than 300 pages filled with tech and science trends. She describes scenarios. She paints positive pictures of future scenarios, but also catastrophic ones. There are toolkits in there and frameworks on how you can use her insights in your organizations, but also in your personal life. And while you are downloading this report on the website of the Future Today Institute, you could also sign up for the newsletter. It's published every other week and always takes a deep dive into several emerging tech and science trends. So you will always be up to date on what's happening on that front. Amy Webb also has a new book called The Big Nine. It was published in spring of this year, I think. And it's a book on artificial intelligence, so on AI. And The Big Nine refers to the big companies in China and the United States. So think Alibaba, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and how they are introducing artificial intelligence into our lives. I haven't read it yet, but it's on my TBR list. And I should mention here that there is an app. It's called Blinkist, and it's definitely available in English, but I'm pretty sure it's also available in German. And when you sign up, you can listen to summaries of nonfiction books. So you will get all the important facts and information that you need in, I think, 10 to 15 minutes. And so if you don't feel like reading an entire book on that topic, but you still want to know what Amy Webb or any other author is talking about, definitely check out that app and see if it works for you. My go-to resource for anything related to trends, the future, technology, business, life is the American Fast Company magazine. I've been a subscriber to this magazine for over 6 years, I think. I started reading it when we were still living in the United States. And to this day, I'm always really excited when the new issue of the magazine is delivered to my old school mailbox. So definitely, if you have a chance to grab an issue of that magazine, go and buy it. And the website is also always worth to be checked out. My go-to resource for all things related to trends, technology, the future of work and life and business is the American magazine Fast Company. I've been a subscriber to the print issue of this magazine for over 6 years now, I think. So I started reading it when I was still living in the United States. And to this day, I'm always really excited when the new issue of the magazine is delivered to my old school mailbox. So also the website is always worth a look. There are short articles, longer articles, and most of them are for free, I think. I can definitely recommend the Fast Company magazine and the website. So now, last but not least, let's turn to my favorite part of this show, and these are my listening or my podcast recommendations. So first of all, I would like to mention the If Then podcast. It's produced by Slate. Slate is a daily web magazine, and the If Then podcast is a podcast about how technology changes our life and our future. And here you can find episodes on, for example, topics like healthcare via video chat, self-driving cars, fake meat, VPNs, and many more. And the episodes are not too long, I think about 30 minutes long, and you always learn a lot when you listen to them. The podcast Six Pixels of Separation has just released an episode on robots, humanity, and marketing artificial intelligence. I haven't had a chance to listen to the show yet, but the description, so the show notes, sound very promising. And there is a part on smart audio and smart speakers that I am really interested in. So it's episode number 680, and I think I haven't mentioned that, but of course I will link back to all the books and videos and podcasts that I'm mentioning on my podcast in the show notes. A must listen, especially for all my German listeners, is the On the Way to New Work podcast. It's produced by two German business owners. Their names are Michael Trautmann and Christoph Magnussen. And those two are currently writing a book on new work. And with the podcast, they are documenting their journey. But I think right now they are mainly interviewing different people that have interesting insights into the future of work. And they even interviewed the godfather of new work, so the one who created the expression new work, Friedrich Bergmann. So that's a really good episode. Most of their interviews are in German, but there are also a few ones in English. So, for example, they interviewed the inventor of the working out loud method, John Stepper. And they also did an interview with the author of The Big Five for Life and The Y Coffee, John Strilecki. And while you are on their website, make sure to have a look at the long list of book recommendations. So their list of books is a curated list of all the books recommended by their interview partners, if you are looking for more for additions to your to-be-read pile on your nightstand. And I would like to recommend another German interview with a German futurist. Her name is Susanne Eckes, and she was interviewed by Julia and Sarah for their Eigenstimmig podcast. And when I listened to that episode, I learned a lot about, first of all, the work of a futurist, and of course also about our future. And there is one expression that has really struck a chord with me, and that I've been thinking about since I listened to that episode, and it's the concept of a grandkid-friendly future. So in German, enkelfreundliche Zukunft. Yeah. So I think now you have a lot to watch, to read, and to listen. So that's it for today. And have fun watching, reading, and listening. I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Busch, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Busch, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read, and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabusch.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Busch. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.